absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
Indeed, joining me now on WCCO Radio is a gentleman who has written a wonderful children's book. And every now and then we come across something that really does capture the essence of who we are and what we are. And Todd Mickelson joins us tonight on WCCO. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Dart?
I'm doing good. Eve on the Lake. Tell me about writing this book. And it's astonishing to me, Todd, this is your first children's book, and what a wonderful, fabulous offering it is.
Well, thank you very much. It was a really pleasant experience. It was it kind of wrote itself. I consider it fairly easy to do. Basically, it was just inspired by my daughter, who it's a true story, so I didn't have to really write it.
At the time, she was 2.5.
That's correct.
When you begin this pilgrimage, and take us from there.
Well, it was last summer, and we live on West Arm Bay of Lake Minnetonka, and we have a very small, very old, rickety boat, but Eve loves to go out on the boat and visit the buoys, and one night at about 3 a.m, she woke up in the middle of the night and asked for me and said that she wanted to go on the boat to visit the buoys, and I told her that we couldn't. The buoys were sleeping, and then I went down the list of all the things we see on the lake that were sleeping. And while I was doing that, she fell asleep. And then I thought, hey, make a nice children's book.
Got something going here.
Yes.
If you can put a child to sleep at the age of 2.5,
yes,
with a literary offering, you've climbed the mountain.
That's exactly it. Hopefully I can help other parents put their 2.5-year-old to sleep in the middle of the night.
This had to be a lot of fun for you.
It was. It was very fun. It consisted pretty much of riding around in the boat on the lake and kind of recreating what we normally do. I just had a digital camera and took pictures of Eve waving at all of her friends, the ducks and geese and herons on the lake, and then processed them to make them look like watercolor paintings. And it turned out really nice.
Now, you're a graphic design artist by trade?
Yes. One of my trades, at least.
that must come in handy as you set sail here.
Absolutely. That was kind of the only reason that I took on the whole project, was that it immediately clicked in my mind how I could do it. And so I basically am the illustrator, but I didn't have to draw anything. And I guess it was I immediately thought of how the pictures would look in my mind, and that's what made me even decide to try and do it in the first place.
If a man can come up with a literary element that will soothe someone in their terrible twos,
yeah.
Now, this is a monumental occurrence here, and the reason that we had you on was because, A, I've had a chance to see the book, and I think it's just wonderful.
Great.
And B, I think a lot of people are always looking for maybe a local outlet when they go to buy a present for a granddaughter, a grandson, if you have a friend who has a daughter or a son, younger person. Makes a wonderful gift.
It does, and we're especially in Minnesota, where there's way more than 10,000 lakes, and so pretty much I think a lot of people around here can relate to it. Although it's Lake Minnetonka, it is just kind of a very normal, humble story of a little girl, and we have interest from people too who are just interested in nature, because she's out on the lake saying hello to blue herons,
right,
and things like that.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of fun.
What has the reaction been to your book so far?
Well, so far it's surprising. It's been taken kind of more seriously than I thought. You know, I've never done it before. I don't consider myself a writer or anything like that, but people are, you know, calling me a writer and a children's book writer, and people are really taking to it. Of course, course, my mom loves it, but you know, but kind of everybody's sort of reacting on the same way she did, which kind of surprises me. It's being counted as an actual legitimate piece of work as far as children's books go, and that's surprising to me. I guess I felt like my mission was accomplished when I saw the copies all printed and they turned out so nice. But the aftermath has been very fun so far. We're just getting started here.
How hard is it to write a book this day and age? If you just start and here, step one, step two, especially this is a maiden voyage for you.
Yes.
How difficult was the technical end up?
Well, I guess I would say that this particular book was fairly easy because, like I said, it sort of wrote itself, and it was a real occurrence that, so I didn't have to just make it up out of the blue. But the organization of it, I could see that it would be very difficult to make it up out of the blue. The main thing you need is you need to have a complete story first.
Right.
If you try to start writing just because you sort of have kind of a good idea about something, I don't think that works very well. You need to really have it sort of finished in your mind or somewhere before you actually sit down to start to write it. And then what I had to do was link it all up to pictures. And so I had to be mostly just organization was my thing. And I had help from Eve's mom on that quite a bit. And but I had to plan out, you know, what pictures I was going to need. We added afterthoughts I should probably put a life jacket on her because she's got a life jacket on in the boat, so I should do a little page where I put the life jacket on.
Right.
You know, things like that you kind of don't think of when you're, you know, in the whole storyline. So, as simple as it is and as easy as this one was, I could see how it would be very difficult to put one together just out of the blue, but even this one just takes a lot of organizing and a lot of forethought.
And then you go to the publisher?
This right now it's in a limited edition where it's being published. It's called Print on Demand. We wanted to get it out there as quick as we could by this spring. And then we had some really nice printed up copies, and we are sending those out to more publishers.
Right.
And getting more interest, basically to get it mass marketed and mass manufactured. Right now, the copies that we have are pretty expensive to put together, and it would normally be maybe a $7 book, and on the internet it costs almost $14.
Right.
Just because it costs a lot to do it this way, but it was a way for us to get actual copies of the book that we could then use to market to publishers, and we do have some interest that which was also very surprising.
Is this something that you think you might want to pursue? Do you feel the energy from this? Do you think this is a direction that you would like to head from here in?
Yes, I do. I had the thought then, you know, I could do maybe a series of Eve on the Lake books because they're fun to do, and Eve is kind of a ham in front of the camera.
Right.
And so I thought I could just keep going on this process. We were going to do a winter one, but we had such a lack of snow this year. But I did get some good shots of her making a snowman, so maybe it'll be Eve on the Lake makes a snowman. I wanted to have, you know, Eve skates on the lake, but
right.
there was no chance to do that this year.
Yeah.
And
what about Eve? Eve goes to the fair. Eve goes to the bowling. Eve goes to the movies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I could you know, make her into an on-running character, maybe bring it all the way up to kindergarten, and then it's, you know, Eve's first day of school.
Right.
I could have done Eve goes to Canterbury Park on Saturday. We went down there, and
that would have been wonderful.
Yeah.
Eve goes to the track for sure. That's a question that the Hammer asked me here in studio tonight. He says, I was telling him about the book, and he said, has Eve been to the racetrack? And I said, I don't know. I'll ask Todd when we get him on tonight.
Yep. She has quite a few times. She loves it out there.
The one thing you don't want to do is when she gets to be 13, 14, 15 years old, Eve goes out on her first date.
Yeah.
Eve goes out with Larry.
Well, I think
Eve and Larry have a fight.
Right. Well, I can probably have better control over her date, though, if I'm there with a camera.
That's, you know, I never thought of that. But that's an excellent, excellent point. Tell people how they can obtain this wonderful, wonderful, touching offering, Eve on the Lake.
Well, right now it is, like I said, it's limited edition copies are available at some art galleries. There's one called the Gallery Navarre in Navarre, Minnesota, and there's one called the Threshold Gallery in Mound.
Mm-hmm.
It's available at Excelsior Bay Books in Excelsior, and also you can go online to www.eveonthelake.com.
Right.
And get it there. And there's going to be a book signing. Both Eve and I will be signing books and doing a book reading at the Threshold Gallery in Mound.
Right.
From 10 a.m. to noon on the 20th, Saturday morning the 20th.
Saturday morning the 20th, and give me the name of the gallery again.
It's called Threshold Gallery.
Right.
It's right in the main street of Mound.
Mm-hmm.
And I think an interview is going to come out in the Discover Minnetonka magazine this week as well.
Nice. For people that aren't familiar with this part of the region, Navarre and Mound are 10 miles west of Wayzata on, I believe it's Highway 19?
Yeah, they're on Shoreline Drive, County Road 15. Navarre is on right 19 15. And 15, actually, is in Navarre.
Right.
And then 15 goes through Navarre and all the way out to Mound.
What about the little bookstore in Wayzata? Have we attracted any attention from them yet?
Not a whole lot yet. We're barely getting started here, so we're doing some of the local distribution ourselves, and I'm going to hopefully talk to them in the next couple weeks here and maybe even have some sort of event out there.
Yeah, for sure. That would be wonderful. And if that comes to fruition, I sure would appreciate it if you would call me.
Sure.
So I could tell people what time they could avail themselves to the wonder of your work.
Well, thank you for putting it so nicely.
Yes, sir. Eve on the Lake, Todd Mickelson. Give us the avails one more time.
It's available at the Gallery Navarre in Navarre, out on County Road 15, about 10 miles west of, 15 miles west of Minneapolis. The Threshold Gallery in Mound, about 5 more miles down the road, and Excelsior Bay Books in Excelsior, right on the main drag. And then also go to www.eveonthelake.com, and you can see more information and also buy the book there.
Very good. Thanks so much for your time tonight. I really appreciate you staying up late to be with us, and I sure hope people take advantage of the wonder of what you've done here.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the time.
You bet, Todd. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Eve on the Lake. It's the cutest little children's book you've ever seen in your whole life. I know that sounds kind of weird coming from me, but it's special. All right, now, back to real life. What do we got here? We got anything? All right, 989-9226-1-800-327-8255. Give me a call here.